A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and so in the same way all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. Then some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well, for they no longer dared to ask him another question. The Gospel of the Lord. So I was listening to a story on the radio this morning about the war in Syria, and the journalist was chatting by internet with a 12-year-old boy in Aleppo, where, as you all know, life is incredibly dangerous. And even the simplest activities are potentially deadly. I could actually hear the sounds of war in the background of this interview, and the journalist asked the little child how he comforts his little brother amidst these battles. And here's what the boy told the journalist he says to his younger sibling. Don't be afraid. You can't be dead as long as you're living. You can't be dead as long as you're living. Yeah, it's interesting to speculate about what life after death is like, but at some point, the issue of the resurrection is real, as it is for these children now and as it will be for each one of us. Really real. I ask myself things like, when I die, will my loved ones know me? Will I know them? Will there even be a me to know? We're trying to take our words, all of which are attached to this world around us that we know so well, and use them to describe a world that we know not at all, and maybe even to try to control that future world a little bit with those words. But everyone, Jesus, who's facing his own death here, is going for much, much more. He's teaching us that the resurrection isn't some thing out there that we can figure out with our language and our academic exercises. We're worrying about what heaven is like when this teaching wants to show us what God is like. God is the God of the living. Your God, the God of all your ancestors, the God of your descendants and all the generations not yet born, the God of protesters on the opposite side of the political spectrum from you, the God of people on the highways and in cancer wards and at football games, the God of little children celebrating birthday parties, and the God of little children in war zones. God is the God of the living, Jesus says, for to God all are alive. Brothers and sisters, the resurrection isn't just some cleaned up, better organized version of what we have now. It's a gift to all the living from the living God. It's a gift for the future and for the present. It's for each one of us alone and for all of us together. It's how we treat one another today. Indeed, it's how we treat all of God's creation, even this very day. May God make each of us aware today of the resurrection to come and the resurrection of now. And may we live that resurrection fearlessly, knowing that we can't be dead as long as we're living.